approval of minutes of December 7th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carried. Okay, Vince, Bridges.
Okay, this kind of Route 115 bridge in Irwin, that's the one on the north end of the kind of Route 115. It's the big green truss bridge. And the first bullet is to approve the supplemental agreement with Bergman, the engineering company, for $32,122. When we gave them the scope of work, we didn't anticipate that DEC would ask us to do a study of mussels because we were putting a causeway in. So we that was extra work. Turned out there wasn't any effect on the mussels. There's no new location work on this project, so we didn't expect that the State Historic Preservation Officer would want a study, but they did. And we had to redesign a wing wall. We wanted to keep from having to move a utility pole. So those three things came out to $32,122, and I'm recommending that change to Bergman's contract.
Motion.
Okay.
Second.
That's not $32,000, is it? What am I looking at? Oh, okay. I was looking at them. Sorry.
Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. How old is this bridge we're replacing, Vince? Any idea?
I think it was in the 20s.
In the 20s. I know it's been there a long time. Yeah.
The next one is the award of the contract to build the bridge to Economy Paving from Cortland for $3,273,000. 372.37. The only issue on this was they bid zero on a couple of items, which they had anticipated we wouldn't require, that we wouldn't make them do. Like there was a splice on a pile. They didn't think the piles would go that deep, therefore wouldn't need the splice. They didn't bid the concrete heated item because they didn't think they'd get into winter, and they didn't bid the vibration analysis for the surrounding houses, which we will require. They bid zero on those. So Jen looked into that as to the appropriateness of awarding it when they bid zero, but
there's a New York State DOT reg that says you can't put zero in any bid. So it was a DOT reg, but Steve Catherman and myself looked at it and spoke with DOT, and they waived the reg. What we did just to make sure it was still the low bidder was we took the average price for the amounts that were zero across the state and put them into that zero amount, and they were still the low bidder. So DOT waived that reg.
So now when we do the analysis of the vibration the houses around and they bid zero, are we going to pay them for it, or are they going to do it for nothing?
They'll do it for nothing. You know, we'll tell them to do it. They'll do it the way the spec calls for, but they, because they bid zero, they'll get paid zero.
Okay.
So that works the same way, Vince, even if they have to like get the winter concrete that you were talking heated.
Same thing.
Okay.
If they had to make a pour, say in November, the required winter concrete controls, they'd have to do that according to the specs, but they bid zero, we pay them zero.
And the other bidders, they meet every...
They did, Tom. They did bid those items, but they bid them very low also. Like on the splices for the piles, the second bidder bid a penny, the third bidder bid $45, the fourth bidder bid one. They were all thinking the same thing. The others, normally a contractor will bid $1 on an item that they don't think is going to be done in the contract. But to bid zero, I never saw that. So that's why Jen and Steve, they wanted to make sure the Contracts Bureau in Albany okayed it. And since, especially since, even if they had bid what the second, third, and fourth bidders bid, they still would have been low bidder. Then it became insignificant.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Question.
Yeah, do you have a history on whether these guys are able to handle this kind of job, aware of any jobs they've done or anything?
Economy Paving, I can remember them building bridges when I was a kid. They're an established contractor. They've done work in this region. They do a lot of work in the Syracuse region. They're a major upstate New York bridge contractor.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, the guarantee in this bridge is going to last 90 to 100 years like the last one?
I expect the structure itself, the abutments, the pier, the steel will last 90 to 100 years. What we'll have to do is put in a new bridge deck in maybe 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, I know the bridge decks don't last that long.
No. I know that. The main bridge will last.
Good. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, the next one is entering into the agreement with Bergman Engineers for the construction support and inspection. So when you build the bridge, federal standards will require about three inspectors on that bridge on the entire time of the project. And the contract that I'm asking for you to approve is $414,981. Usually this comes in between 10 and 12% of the engineer's estimate, the design engineer's estimate of the cost of the project. They had estimated this project to be $3,600,000. So this is within the 10 to 12% expected cost of inspection. So I'm recommending $414,981 contract with Bergman for construction and support and inspection.
See, part of the inspection, like they'll check the slope when the concrete comes and check each load to make sure it's standard.
For instance, the ready mix truck will pull up on the job and they'll get a couple shovelfuls of concrete, put it into a cone and lift the cone off it, see how far it slumps down. If it slumps down too far, then it's too wet. Things like that.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second it.
Motion and second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
The next one is to authorize the upfront funding of the construction inspection costs. And since we have the new figures in, instead of $3,700,000, it'll be $3,688,375. That is the summation of the previous two items, rounded up about $22. This is for the contract with DOT to fund it.
Do we have any concern that the state won't end up funding as much as they promised, or is this through the federal program?
I didn't hear that.
Is there any chance that the state won't reimburse us that 95%?
The 95% will come from the federal, 80% will come from federal government, 15% from the state. There has been no sign that they're going to back out on any of these bridge projects. So far, it's all holding up.
That's a Marchiselli program, right?
Yeah. When the state pays 15% of the project total, that's called Marchiselli. And so far, it all looks good that they'll pay these monies. They did all of this past year, even though they cut the chips by 20% and stopped the Pave New York money. The bridge money held up.
I'll second it.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
When is the project supposed to start and the duration?
We expect it to be done by November, to have traffic over it. I expect, let's see, it's January, complete the paperwork by the end of February. I expect sometime, you know, the end of March, they'll be getting in there.
Is it a temporary bridge or?
No. US 99 is parallel to it, and it's just over about, you know, a quarter, half mile. We'll just close it off, and they'll take the state highway.
Yeah, it's a very simple detour around that one.
Yeah, that's not a bad detour there at all. No. And there's no sense of putting a temporary bridge there. It'd be a waste of money.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions on the bridge? Okay, we would like to get your authorization to bid the timber at the Bath landfill, 225 maples, 100 ash. The ash is in poor condition. Loggers have expressed some interest in this again and have been asking about it. So we would like authorization to bid it again. And we want to put in a minimum bid of $17,800 so that they don't lowball us on this thing. The last one we got was, I think, around $13,000. We rejected it. So we'd like to get authorization to bid it again.
I'll make the motion to do it with the floor at the $17,800.
Where does that floor come from?
Our forest manager has an estimate of what this is worth. And he took somewhat less what he thinks the worth is.
How much less? Okay.
Well, I guess. I don't think we should say that right now.
We'll see what we get.
Yeah.
Because we had 13,000 last time. So,
and that wasn't enough.
So we raised the floor from that bid by a little over 4,000.
Yeah, to 17,800. And I'd rather not say in open session what we think it's worth.
No.
But I can let you know at the next meeting.
If we don't get any bids, we don't get any bids.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? Do we have a
second?
Second. Okay. Any discussion?
Yeah, what's changed since the first bids?
Pardon me?
What's changed since the first bid?
I don't know. I wonder if they're working at Hornby, see how we operate and see that it's, you know, our contracts, our methods are, you know, reasonable. And so they didn't scare them away. That's just a guess. I don't know why.
Well, I had mentioned earlier that an Amish done some work for me had said the price of timber had gone up.
I think that's
yes,
right.
I remember that, Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens here. Did we vote? Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.
The next one is the Hornby Park timber sale number 2 for $10,868. That's a good price. That's for 139 white ash, 37 sugar maple. And this double lot is the one that had the first contract for $27,539. They're about done, did a good job. So I'm recommending number 2. To double lot for $10,868.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
OK, Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? If none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? It's carried.
The next one is for the tandem dump trucks. Now, this is, we prepared this bid for the towns in case they want to buy dump trucks. We're not buying any dump trucks this year. And the price is almost identical to what we received last year. So I'd recommend awarding to Utica General for both options on the automatic and for both options on the standard.
Motion.
Second.
Okay, I see you got the two here, automatics against each other and standards against each other. What's the difference between Utica 1 and Utica 2?
I don't know exactly, but
I didn't see anything, so I thought I'd ask
you. Yeah, I asked the same thing. I haven't found out yet. But there's a slight difference in how they spec'd each truck, both within our specs.
Okay.
But a little bit different in what they're providing for each one. But both of the trucks meet our specs.
Now, just curiosity, there's what, $11,000 between standard and automatics there. Which does the county prefer? Which way are we going now?
Well, within the department, we have disagreements on that. Okay. But I believe we should be heading towards automatic. Kids are not growing up with pickups in their backyard, taking them apart and putting them together. It's a different world. The automatic allows more drivers being capable of driving, cut down on repair costs. But there is a disagreement among us. I think I've called a couple of the major construction companies. One of them is automatic. So when it comes time for us to have another bid, then we'll have to go through that whole issue again. Okay. Explain the pros and cons and what we're recommending.
Okay. Just curious as well. Do we have
I know that's an issue in a lot of the volunteer fire departments because they have more amateur drivers than what we would have with CDL drivers. I'm surprised that we would actually go to automatics for that reason.
I know we've had one or two accidents because of young drivers that missed a gear. Yeah. Ended up in the ditch because of not being able to shift properly up or down. Yeah. And so what Vince has said is correct. My grandkids cannot drive a standard. They've never been in a standard. Yeah.
And someone who is CDL and a skilled operator at shifting, you will get some young people who have a tendency to think they're a NASCAR.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're dangerous or unsafe, but they like shifting and all that stuff, and that can wear on a truck. So it's an issue.
Okay.
People think different ways on that.
All right. We have a motion in a second. Okay. All in favor of that
aye.
Motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. The next one is the cutting edges, sander chains, and shoes. Now, this is, again, a contract for the towns. Up at the top, it says delivery time 21 days. Now, this is for the towns. If they want a cutting edge for a plow, they can call up the low bidder. They have to deliver it within 21 days. And we limit the contract period until the end of May because steel fluctuates. This helps get us better prices. We let another contract for specific quantities, like for snow plow, the top item, $113 a section, we'll say how many of those sections we're going to buy. So these vendors know exactly how much we're going to buy. You get a better price then. But the towns want this available, and we make it for them. The prices look good. The plow edge section is dropped from $94 to $85 since last year. So the prices look good, and I would recommend awarding it on a line item basis to the low bidder as shown.
Okay, is there a motion to that?
Motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
I would just like to put it on the record that there's a lot of towns that really appreciate Vince and his guys for doing that for the towns. You know,
it helps them.
There's a lot of them. Well, and when you've got new supervisors, new highway superintendents, enough other things that they have to worry about that they can, you know, rely on Vince and his guys for this in the winter, and it really helps them.
Yeah, it's it helps a lot. Towns don't have the expertise to put out bids for all this.
Thank you. I do have one more thing. Doug Rapoli,
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Our Deputy Commissioner Doug Rapoli, who I've had in charge of the highways, is leaving. He'll be Deputy Commissioner in Yates County. He's going to, his last day will be next week from Friday. He brought us a lot of very good organizational skills, scheduling the projects, supplying the projects, having the material, labor, and equipment there when they were needed. The workers knew what they were supposed to do and when they were supposed to do it. He followed up on it. He was very good at budgeting and costing, and he was an honest, hard worker. We'll be in touch with him when he's up in Yates during the transition. I met with our group last week for the transition to distributing the work to who's going to do what while he's gone. We have some good people in house. We'll proceed with the projects just as normal. We'll get it done, but we will put an advertisement, see what's out there. But we have some good people that can do things in the department. The other big one, naturally, is Steve Catherman. He retired in November, but he's on temporarily until we hire a new bridge engineer. We have completed the interviews, and we'll be coming to you with a recommendation for that. But things are moving along. All right. The big thing is keeping everyone separate in the field because of the COVID. That's the major thing. The roads plowed and the garbage buried.
I'd like to make a comment on Doug Rapoli leaving.
Go ahead.
Well, I think this is a natural progression. When we have department heads or deputies outside of our county, that it makes it a lot easier for them to slide right into a position in another county. I'll throw that out there for people to think about.
Yeah, he lives in Yates County, doesn't he?
Yes, he'll be home.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point, Aaron, because usually the tendency is you like to have your job, long-term job, closer to home. Yep.
Was that his main reason for leaving, or was it money?
I haven't heard anything about money, John. I believe he's right at home. I mean, it's a lot smaller department. It's almost an ideal job for him. It's a long-term job for him. There's no talk about out of county, can't go up higher, none of that. Just at home, I think it's a better job. That's all I've heard.
He's going to be deputy commissioner up there?
Deputy, yes.
How far out is the commissioner from retirement up there?
I'm not sure. They just changed commissioners there about a year ago, but I believe that the existing commissioner is older than Doug.
Is he an octogenarian?
No, not that I know of.
Well, he eats meat.
Did you say centenarian?
Doug's about 40. He's a young man.
Yeah.
And the commissioner up there, I think, is, you know, older than him. I don't get your joke sometimes, Scott.
With that, we wish Doug the best.
What's that?
We wish Doug the best.
Yeah.
His future endeavors.
He did a good job, and I wish him the best, and he'll be working with us up there.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else come before this Public Works Committee?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you.